Welcome to What About the Children? I'm Russ Belville. Today on the program, we want to discuss the case of a young woman in Texas, a mother who is facing some severe interference from the state of Texas over her maternal cannabis use. We're speaking with Erica Marie Tucker. Erica, how are you doing?
I am decent.
Decent.
It's been a fun journey.
Yeah, it's not been a fun journey at all. I first heard about your story last month in Fort Worth, Texas, as you spoke so passionately at the Fort Worth Cannabis March there. Tell our listeners what your story is. What's happening with you in the state of Texas?
It's actually over. It was over as of yesterday. It was kind of, or 2 days ago. I started having seizures about 3.5 years ago. We had no idea what was going on. They came out of the blue, which was kind of crazy. Had no insurance at the time, so I was just looking into essential oils, natural type of remedies, and kept researching cannabis was helping for seizures. Obviously, I'm in Texas. I'm not in Colorado or California or anything like that, so I took it upon myself to try to self-medicate and do whatever I could to help myself so I could be able to care for my children. And using here and there, that way I could try to do, you know, again, what was necessary to help any way, shape, or form with my seizures. And I had a really bad, one of the worst, grand mal seizures, which is what I normally have. Was transported to the ER via ambulance, and, you know, they went through the checklist of, what medicine are you taking? I'm like, I don't take any. I can't afford it. I don't have insurance at the time. And, well, how are you, are you nursing? Are you pregnant? I told them, no, I'm not pregnant. Yes, I'm nursing. Didn't think anything of it. Plus, I was still coming out of it. And within an hour and a half of being released from the hospital, CPS was knocking on my door because one of their nurses had called CPS on me for nursing while partaking in cannabis.
And how was the nurse aware of your cannabis use? You had mentioned it to her?
I had mentioned it. Mind you, I was completely out of it still. I don't even remember half of my hospital visit while I was there. So I guess somehow I was doing that. And my husband says, no, they made you pee in a cup and take a drug test at the hospital, which has been transported to the hospital about 3 times prior, and I've never had to do that. So it was kind of just odd that, this one particular hospital, which is known, we found out, for multiple CPS reports, that's what they do.
Wow. So this is a situation you'd been through before. It had never come up before to have to take a urine screening. But this particular hospital is one that is wanting to do that and is leading to all these CPS reports.
Yes.
That's just awful because, the unintended consequence of that is women like yourself who will hear this story and go, oh, well, I guess I'd better not go to the hospital then.
Yes, exactly. They're actually known for that, and a lot of people don't want to go because of that situation.
Wow. Okay, yeah. So they find out CPS is knocking at your door. Tell us what happens from there.
I was on the couch, still kind of out of it. They had actually put me on double dose of my medicine, which I'm now prescribed to. So I was still like kind of in and out of it, tired and everything. They came. They pretty much removed my kids that night. My mom came over, and she's like, I'll take them. Don't worry about it. We'll see what's going on. So they made the kids leave immediately. They went with my parents to their house.
And how old are they?
I have 5, but my oldest was with her dad. She's 12, or she was 11 at the time. And then we had a 10-year-old, a 7-year-old, 4-year-old, and my 22-month-old.
Okay.
So under 2. So they all went to live with my mom, the younger 4. The older one stayed with her dad. And they went there, CPS, it was a long 5 months. We had to do, I think, 3 urine tests, 2 hair sample tests to make sure that, marijuana was no longer being used and that our drug levels were going down, which obviously they would when it comes to my children. I was able to get able to get a medicine to help with my seizure, so that was a major plus. But it was just a horrific ordeal that we had to go through, practically labeled like a bad parent because of something you're trying to do to help yourself. Mind you, I still worked. My husband was still working an amazing job. We're amazing people, homeschooling, church regularly, a Bible school teacher for 7 years. You didn't think anything like this would happen to you, as much of a helicopter parent we are,
So let me get the timeline or the order of events in so CPS takes your kids and says to get your kids back, you've got to stop using cannabis. And in order to pass a hair test, you're going to have to stop for months and months and months. So how long had you stopped using cannabis before you found this new medicine that you're using to control your seizures?
It was when we left the hospital, they actually, there was one, you know, the mean nurse, I hate to say mean nurse, but the one very ugly and rude nurse that was practically yelling at me in the ER room. She's the one that reported us.
We'll call her Nurse Ratchet.
Yes, Nurse Ratchet. She was the one that was very mean and nasty. Mind you, I am just been transported to hospital via ambulance. Please don't do this to me right now. Then I had another, and she was kind of young, so I was kind of surprised that the roles were flipped, because the older nurse, maybe 50, 60s, was just so unbelievably sweet and kind. She went out of her way when she found out we couldn't afford the medicine to go to GoodRx.com, and I had no idea they had coupons at all for prescription. She took it upon herself to go to GoodRx.com, print me out an actual coupon for my medicine, and I was able to get it a lot cheaper than when we were quoted $325 for 1 month. So, that's how I started getting on it, and that was pretty much following when we left the hospital.
Okay, so there wasn't this gap of time then where you were in danger of a major seizure because you were able to get this new medicine immediately after you left the hospital. Okay. Now, does CPS know that when they make the order for you to stop using cannabis?
Yes, that was immediately when they left that day from our house, like after we got home from the hospital, they were immediately just said, no more using. You cannot use anymore. And that's what happened.
But I guess what I'm getting at is, was CPS aware at that point that you had gotten a new medicine to control your seizures? In other words, was CPS ordering you to stop using cannabis knowing it was what was controlling your seizures?
Yes. They ordered me to stop considering that.
Yeah. Yeah. See, and that's another aspect of this story that is frightening to me, to tell a young mother who's caring for five kids, you've got to stop this one medicine. What if you hadn't run into that wonderful older nurse who went to the website and got you the coupon, and you'd had to left the hospital without any sort of medicine to control your seizures? That could have happened, couldn't it?
That's what happened the past three times I've been transferred to the ER. That was my third or fourth visit to the ER in the ambulance. Hmm. And I never had gotten help until this last time. So all the other times I had gone without anything or out any kind of help or knowledge of anything like that up until, March of 2016.
I see. Well, let's talk about the your care right now and mm-hmm. your health. With this new medicine you're using, is it comparable to cannabis? Does it have side effects that you wish you didn't have to deal with?
Yes. Side effects galore, which is not my favorite. I'm always tired. I've gained a lot of weight since it. I get really bad headaches. You get really dizzy a lot of times. Like if I take my medicine and I don't eat immediately, I'm sick, I'm nauseous, I'm everything possible like that. I was told I was having seizures because I was nursing and I wasn't getting enough intake with my outtake of calories. But when mm-hmm. I would, in the morning, partake in the tiny bowl, I was never a joint blunt type of smoker. It was just a tiny, tiny bowl or a couple hits. And, I would do that to where I'd get an appetite and eat, still take care of my kids, no headaches, no anything, and still be able to function with life. But when I was told I couldn't do any of this anymore, I can't say I'm thankful that the kids were gone, but I stay positive throughout the whole thing. Like, I don't say I wish I wouldn't have done this. I wish I wouldn't have said this, because life, it is what it is. It happened. I can't go back and change it. But it mm-hmm. did help me appreciate my kids way more than I ever would, could. You can always appreciate your kids more and more. But it just really helped me look on the aspect of, this is a new medicine. I was completely had no idea what was going on with this medicine. I didn't have my kids, but I was able to kind of get used to this medicine without having to care for five children. So there's always, to me, I just have to stay positive and look at every positive thing. I missed the heck out of my babies. I cried every day. I couldn't go in their room. It was a very, very tough time. But again, you have to think of everything positive to get through something that horrific.
So at the beginning of the interview, you said it's now over. So you've gotten your kids back. Is that the case?
Yes. We had to complete, Greg and I had to complete, my husband and I, a parenting class, a budgeting class, which was crazy. We had to complete a couples therapy class, which that's my best friend. That was even more crazier. I had to take, a mental exam, because the caseworker says, well, my sister has seizures and her epilepsy is caused because she's bipolar. which wasn't fair to me because you can't compare my situation to your personal situation.
Sure.
So I had to go through a mental exam to make sure I was stable enough to care for my kids, even though that was never an issue. The kids were practically taken advantage of when it came to, they would ask them, has your mom and dad ever touched you? They made them take physical exams and, like, go, you know, completely just take advantage of the girls when it came to an exam. They put us through a lot, but that was about a long 5 months before they officially came back home in August 2016, and our case was closed in September of 2016.
So how many total months was it?
Seven months before everything was closed.
7 months. Okay, so with the sole evidence against you being the presence of cannabis in your system on a drug test, the state of Texas took away your four kids, made you switch to a medicine with not devastating but unpleasant side effects, turn your life upside down, decide that you don't know how to budget, you're a bad couple, you might be mentally unfit. I mean, they didn't have any evidence the kids were beaten or mistreated or anything like that. This is just marijuana in your system, and you had to go through all that.
Yes, and never once were cops involved. They never came and confiscated anything, took pictures of anything. This was just he say, she say.
Yeah, this is not even... This is not even evidence that there was possession of cannabis or any crimes committed. This is merely the chemical makeup of your body.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, yeah. And people wonder why we're fighting for marijuana legalization, Erica.
Exactly. And I actually finished up court, and I don't think I've actually told you this yet. This happened 2 days ago.
Okay.
I was just supposed to go to for an attorney status check because my husband lost his job a month and a half ago for having to miss so much work for court.
Sure.
Random. And my last one was actually, my trial date was next week on the 19th. It's supposed to be. Well, when I went to court on Tuesday for an attorney status check, he ended up appointing me an attorney that day and says, I don't want you to go to jail today, so let's try to figure this out. I practically had to plead guilty to felony child endangerment charges as of Tuesday. It was a very rough and tough day. I don't think I've ever cried as much as I have that day when I had to sit there and tell that judge that I was guilty of child endangerment charges with 5 counts.
Wow.
I'm now a convicted felon that has my children. You know, I'm convicted of child endangerment on all 5 of my kids that I have complete and physical custody of. It's astonishing what Johnson County and, you know, had me go through. When I had looked at the judge and said everything about, you know, pleading guilty and just like, I couldn't even talk. The judge looked at me and was like, it's okay, take your time. Every woman in there was so amazing, so sweet. You could see their hearts breaking, every worker in there for me. And I just, when I got done, I turned around and looked at Dale Hannah when I had tears streaming down my face, and I just looked at him and shook my head. And I just wanted to say, and I didn't, but I wanted to say so bad, are you happy? Is this what you wanted? As I walked away, because he knew about our story. He didn't like us and pulled our offers because we went public with our story. We were ordered by a judge, no gag order, but just saying, don't go on social media anymore.
And you did.
Of course. I thought my voice needed to be heard and it needed to be told, this story. And we received nothing but 100% positive feedback and support. And our story was shared all over the world. We have signatures on our petition all over the world. I was very astonished and just amazed at how much support we had.
Yeah, this is an amazing story, and I'm going to spread it far and wide. Your voice will be heard, Erica Marie Tucker, and this is just astonishing. So you're now convicted of these felonies. No jail time, I hope.
No, yes, I was convicted to, obviously, 5 counts of felony charge of child endangerment. I have to serve 5 years probation. I have to do 130 hours of community service, pay a $250 fine with court fees, and it'll come into about $675. I have to take another drug class, which we completed with CPS, and another parenting class, which we completed with CPS, and there's something else I have to do, and I forgot. I have to do all that.
So 5 years of probation, of course, meaning
and it's not
drug tests are involved.
It's going to be on my record for life.
Yeah, and this is drug tests involved the whole time, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Right. So going without your cannabis medicine for your seizures for another 5 years, of these side effects from the medication you're on.
Yes.
And my goodness. And of course, I imagine you lose your right to vote at this point.
Yes. I can't possess a weapon. I can't vote anymore, which I'm a strong voter. I've always voted. I can't do any of the things that I love to do anymore, you know, considering the crime was pretty much done and over with when it came to CPS. But Johnson County is known for being one of the strictest counties when it comes to charges like this.
Yeah. It is a tragedy, but I'm really amazed at how strong you are throughout all this. And I want to give our listeners a chance to help you out. I imagine you've got all sorts of expenses and all sorts of difficulties you'll be going through. So if you want, would you want to give them any contact information or ways to get in touch with you?
Yes, we actually, our family has an actual, I love blogging. So we have a website called thetuckerlife.com. And there's a tab when you go on there, it's our family website, and it says The Tucker Fight. All the links to our fundraiser page and everything, petition and our donation page is on there. I have all the links provided.
All right. Erica Marie Tucker, thank you so much for joining us here on What About the Children? Your story, I hope, will lead to some positive change in this arena, because nobody should have to go through what you've gone through. Thanks for staying strong and speaking out.
Thank you, Russ.